Can vegetarians eat animal crackers? Think about it. On the top of that handout, it talks about the physical leaven that we have to prepare for Passover. Exodus 12:15 says, 7 days shall you eat unleavened bread. Even the first day you shall have put away leaven out of your houses. So before the first day. And for what whosoever eats leavened bread from the first day until the seventh, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. So we're commanded to put the leaven out of our houses prior to sunset on the 13th of Nisan, namely just before the evening of Passover, continuing through and to the end of the first day of unleavened bread. Now, just as the lamb was selected on the 10th day, we should prepare our homes ahead of time. This physical act serves to remind us of the New Testament meaning to search out the sin in our spiritual lives and put it out. And just to read that into the record, 1 Corinthians 5, verses 6 to 8. Your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with leaven of malice and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And that's the key. Down on the rest of the handout are some places to clean, items to remove. I think we know all of this stuff, so I won't go over it. It shows typical leavening agents, and then items of concern that you don't have to worry about. Dog food, floor polish, household cleaners that might have some sort of active leaven in them. But the most important thing that I'd like to cover is our spiritual de-leavening. If you turn over to Hebrews 4 and verse 12, it says, the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Well, we know that God knows us and sees us in our thoughts and our intentions. It goes on in verse 13 to say, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. And that's the important concept. We must give account to God. Then in verses 14 to 16, seeing that we have a high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest that cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Thus, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So the question is, in preparing ourselves for Passover, how do we come boldly to the throne of God, of grace? Well, I would say the best way is on your knees. Pray in private on your knees with your Bible and focus on the Psalms. And there are a couple of Psalms that can help us in that regard. Psalm 19. Verses 7 to 11 cover how the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the simple wise. And it goes on to say the statutes are right, the commandments are pure, and the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous. Down in verse 12 it says, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. So things that we might have in our own secrets or our own weaknesses we know about, and some that we don't know, God knows them, and he can help us with them if we ask him to show us help us understand our errors and cleanse us of our secret faults. Verse 13, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins, that is, defiant or arrogant sins. And these are mostly in our thoughts. Hopefully we don't, take actions that are not godly. But our thoughts are the important thing to clarify with God. He knows us, and he knows where he wants to take us. It goes on to say, let them not have dominion over me, that is your sins. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And that's our goal, and we should pray about that through the whole year, but especially in preparing ourselves for Passover. Psalm 20 is another good psalm showing the assurance of answered prayer in our lives. And we'll just go to verses 6 and 7. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. So we trust in God. That's the important one. Now, in any time of repentance, one of the best psalms is, of course, Psalm 51, David's prayer of repentance. And that's a good one to study right through. But we'll just highlight verses 6 to 10. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my transgressions. And here's our goal. Verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Those are some of the things on our knees that we can read. And as you read the Psalms especially, but any words of God, it's like he's talking back to you. So when you talk to God, I've found answers in reading scriptures, especially the Psalms, and it certainly helps us to prepare for our covenant renewal. So I encourage you, each of us, to prepare for Passover on our knees before our God, our Father, and Jesus Christ, our older brother, using the Psalms to guide our atonement with God so that we all may have a most profitable renewal of our covenant.